our communities need financial institutions who are engaged in the communities where they exist. That is just what Renaissance Bank is doing. Today, I talked to Dr. Tracy Morant Adams, Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Community Development and Corporate Social Responsibility Officer at Renaissance Bank.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Dr. Morant Adams is responsible for leading and directing social responsibility initiatives and spearheading the bank's diversity and inclusion framework. As Dr. Morant Adams explains, Renaissance Bank is empowering women-owned businesses through its community engagement program, Renaissance Roots. Dr. Morant Adams is truly a servant leader. Enjoy our conversation. And see show notes for more information about Dr. Morant Adams. As always, make sure you subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Your support will make sure that we continue our journey in empowerment and impact. Hello, Dr. Tracy Morant Adams. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Well, thank you so very much. Good morning to you. Happy to be here.
I am happy for you to be here. I know you're doing some great work in corporate social responsibility at Renaissance Bank. And I know that you have a powerful background in terms of coming up from a small town. I am a small town girl too. I grew up in a small town called Brownwood, Texas, which is in Central Texas, about 17,000 people. And it's a big change to be here in the big city of Atlanta, Georgia. Right. So we do have that in common. So tell me, how did you come from a small town and then end up being a VP at Renaissance Bank?
Well, thank you for that. And your small town was a big town compared to mine. I think where I grew up in rural Alabama, it's a small mill town. And today, I think it probably has a population of less than 15,000 folk, but good folk. I think that my upbringing really has been so instrumental in to who I am today. I was taught to be supportive of others. That was a part of my upbringing as a daughter of two, what I would consider servant leaders for sure. My mother was a public education school teacher, shaping so many lives and committed to that for over 35 years. And my father was a preacher, a minister in the Methodist Church. And so, you know, Ramona, I was taught and it was modeled by them and then taught to me to be concerned about my neighbor. And that's something that certainly I'm not saying it doesn't happen in larger cities. It's probably just a little harder for us to maybe see. But in small communities where everybody knows everyone, you really can see the impact of what you're having, what you're doing rather to help your neighbor and to help others. And so I think I discovered truly my passion and love for servant leadership growing up in that small town. And it really has been the foundation for me as I've moved forward in life after finishing high school there in a small community. I went on to college and went to a small liberal arts school and got my degree in, I was a dual major in management and marketing. And after graduating from the University of Montevallo in business out of the business school, I then began to pursue my master's degree, starting first in a big city. And learned very quickly that I liked Philadelphia from a distance, but it was not necessarily for me to live there. I started out at Temple University, but then came back to Samford University here in Birmingham, Alabama, and completed my my MBA there, and began to work in corporate America. Began to work in banking after school, and focused in banking on operations management, operations banking. But my passion continued to be, I would always be one to volunteer, to participate with affinity groups that focused on meeting the needs of the community. And banks, of course, are very committed to that. I am now, as you know, and you shared with a bank, and responsible for community engagement as a chief strategist around corporate social responsibility. And it is so rewarding for me to do something that I love, which is around giving back and being paid for it, right? Because our bank is very committed, Renaissance is very committed to not just talking about it, but certainly doing it. So much so that I was asked to join the company a few years back and put a more sophisticated framework around corporate social responsibility for us. But along the way of getting from a small rural community to now being a C-suite leader in my business, the stops along the way always supported my mission, my personal mission around giving back. I firmly do believe that we have to shape change, shape the change that we believe is needed in order to see all communities, all neighborhoods have a fighting chance. And particularly when we think about our youth and those who are coming from perhaps wealth-challenged communities and neighborhoods, it is important that corporate America, that civic America, our churches, our governments are committed in helping those communities grow and expand so that they can thrive and that the individuals who live within them and are committed to them can also thrive. So I'm excited to do what I do now to support all of that.
Now tell me, what's the name of your small town that you're from?
My small town is Sylacauga. I grew up near Sylacauga, Alabama. Again, a small mill town in central Alabama with a very small population, and really the economic fabric there traditionally was textile mills and quarries. Now it certainly has benefited from some of the automotive suppliers as they have populated themselves throughout the state of Alabama to support large automobile manufacturing companies.
Sylacauga. I really find that interesting about how you stated that in a small town, we learn a lot about serving others. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you that all of our organizations, our churches, and that's not to say that that doesn't happen in the cities like you stated, but that really grounded you in service in coming up in a small town.
Certainly, certainly it did. You know, I grew up in the church, and you heard me mention earlier, Ramona, my father was a preacher. So I grew up in the church. My mother was a teacher. I grew up in the library. My mother was a media specialist. She taught fifth grade for many years and then became the media specialist there at the school. And so she believed that reading truly was fundamental and that knowledge could be found in a book and that travel could be found in a book. And I'm so glad that she encouraged me to do that, because in a small area, your perspectives are somewhat limited, right? But by expanding one's knowledge and your imaginative spirit through books, you realize that there is a world. Although this small world here in Sylacauga is beautiful and wonderful, there is a bigger world, and it's okay for you to explore it. Daddy believed that, you know, you have to preach the good news, but then spread it broadly. And he taught me certainly to do that. And a part of that was, again, as I shared, around servant leadership, offering support to others.
So tell me, expand on your servant leadership at Renaissance Bank. You stated that you're with community outreach and engagement, as well as corporate social responsibility. Mm-hmm. What type of programs do you have at Renaissance Bank that are there for service? You know, how do you serve the community?
Ramona, it is so important that we, companies, and then those of us who work for companies, that we embrace the responsibility of meeting the needs of those that we serve, right? In my work as the head of corporate social responsibility and community engagement, I drive a platform. I lead a team of individuals who drive a platform around community engagement, recognizing that if you do that well, it can be a catalyst for business engagement for the company. So we do it sincerely from a spirit of helping our communities thrive and grow. But the outcome of that certainly benefits us if we do it well. The outcome of that means more business for the bank. And for the bank to be able to do and serve in the way that we do, we have to be a strong lending institution, a strong institution committed to the health and well-being and safe and sound financial practices of our institution. We can't do the good work out into the community. We can't be the philanthropist if we don't exist. But we do, and I preach this, community engagement can be a catalyst for business engagement. And so we have developed as a part of our framework of corporate social responsibility, which is how do we express our give back into the community? What is it that is needed? We assess what are the needs of those assessment communities that are within our corporate footprint? And then how do we meet those needs? You know, that is Renaissance Bank's time tagline, really. Understanding the needs and meeting the needs. And so to do that, out of corporate social responsibility, we have developed a program, a community empowerment program that we call Renaissance Roots. And Renaissance Roots has three core pillars within it. One is around financial education programming for both individuals, for businesses, small businesses in particular, as well as our strategic partners or nonprofits, okay? And in some regard, they are businesses, right? So we are committed in helping to educate individuals through that first pillar about financial well-being, budgeting, saving, understanding financial reporting in the case of businesses, understanding pro forma management, balance sheet management, taxes, et cetera, technical support to help those businesses grow, and then personal support from a financial wellness perspective for the individual. A few years back, as a part of this Renaissance Roots program, so there's one pillar that's around financial education. Another is strictly about small business development, technical assistance. And so a few years back, we expanded that pillar to include some identify programs for women, women-owned businesses. One that I founded called The Nest is a financial education program, but intentionally designed to help the female small business owner, the female entrepreneur, understand the tips of the trade regarding their businesses. We thought that was important because sometimes you just want to be among yourselves to kind of talk through, you know, you feel more comfortable asking perhaps some challenging questions when you're in a space that you feel comfortable in a space that you're familiar with. And so we've been very excited about the success of the Nest program. And again, it supports the second pillar of our empowerment program. And then the third pillar of Renaissance Roots is charitable donations and gifts. And being strategic about that, I'll be honest with you, Ramona, you can't, you cannot support everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a lending institution, we really seek to give back to benefit those communities that need it most for us. Renaissance Bank is a community bank serving 5 states. We have over about 200 offices. So we are, you know, we are a large institution, but in a small geographic area as a community bank. We are not a mammoth bank like so many others that are throughout our nation and our world. That's not us. And so we feel that it's important that our service is key in the space where we rest. Charity begins at home. Mm-hmm. And so we really seek to provide our philanthropic support to those communities that are within our corporate footprint and that can truly feel that impact that our level of support is offering to them.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for expanding upon Renaissance Roots and the 3 pillars: financial education, small business development, and also charitable giving. Mm-hmm. I have a few questions. In terms of charitable giving, you talked about assisting you know, being at home, giving at home, but also giving to communities that need it the most. So how do you define, do you have specific areas that you give in? Is it beyond just being in the areas where you exist? Are there particular focus areas that you give to?
Well, we do not. If any worthy cause that is within our footprint of service in the 5 states where we serve, those worthy causes certainly can be considered if as they go through the process of applying and letting us know, and then that's all evaluated for us to make a decision. Our goal is to help those strategic partners, that's what we call them, you know, agencies and nonprofit agencies and organizations that are supporting small business development, that are supporting home ownership initiatives, that are supporting scholarship and mentoring for our young people. We're seeking those types of committed organizations that we can partner with to have greater impact into those communities.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about the Nest and that program. You said that is your baby of helping build female entrepreneurship. Can you expand upon that program and the types of services you provide and what your goals are, what your purpose, goals, and objectives are in the Nest?
Well, the Nest is an education program. That's the goal of it, to educate female business owners, female entrepreneurs about how to grow their business, how to scale their business. And so with the Nest, we have a series of of educational seminars where individuals who are business owners, maybe thinking about a business, you know, it could be in its infancy stage or it can be more mature. They can register to attend these seminars that we host for free in a very timely way, because we realize that many of these businesses, they are the business. So they can't take a day to go to a training program or whatever. So we have crafted what we call during this norm of Zoom, we've crafted webisodes, and they are hour-long programs where the female business owners and entrepreneurs can register and attend and hear from experts who have done it, who are successfully leading a business, or who are committed to helping such businesses grow. Experts around financial management, experts around taxes, legal experts, marketing, social media. We bring in experts who are specific to DE&I, but we host these educational seminars all as a part of the NEST, and invite female business owners to attend those seminars for free to be educated on how they can better grow their business and then scale their business. You know, Ramona, we can all have good ideas. You know, I can make the best red velvet cake at Christmas and the family loves it, right? And somebody says to me, "Hey, Tracy, you ought to go into the baking business because your red velvet cake is the bomb." But if I don't understand how to develop my business, how to take baking that cake in my oven at home, okay, to actually having a bakery where there are individuals who are working for me, if I don't understand how to take it from infancy to maturity, then it's not going to be successful. And oftentimes after I, you know, we hear that nudge, we get that nudge from the family to say, "Hey, do this." We don't have the resources to do it, you know, and we don't know how to secure those resources. We don't have them. We don't know really what they are. And we don't know how to secure them. And so we tend to say, "Well, I can do this and I will just take my retirement because I know my bakery is going to do well." And at the end of that first year, you've lost the bakery, you've lost the retirement, and you've lost your desire and your will, right? Mm-hmm. And so the purpose behind the NEST was not to see that happen, to help our female business owners be educated around how to ensure the growth, the scalability, and the sustainability of their businesses.
And that is so important. A lot of people go into business blindly, right? And so by providing those educational services through the NEST, you're really helping female entrepreneurs. Yeah. I wanna know, why do you think it's so important that you have initiatives that focus on empowering women business owners specifically?
Well, you know, over 24% of the small business community, business owners are women. So we're doing things in the economy very successfully. And I certainly believe that it is important for companies like Renaissance to continue to support that. As I stated earlier, our outreach efforts are done with sincerity in order to build trust, in order to make relationships, grow our relationships in these communities. But it's also done in order to strengthen our business development opportunities in throughout our entire footprint. And so it's important from that perspective, in my opinion. And that's why it has been so critically necessary for companies like Renaissance to really think about how do we help our communities be strong. And a part of the strength of our communities are the main streets that are within those communities.
So true, so true. So looking at the female entrepreneur listeners, what type of call to action would you have for them? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that they can do it. Ramona, I firmly believe that empowered women empower other women. And many folk who know me have heard me say that time and time again. And that commitment to empowering others is to encourage them to know that they can do it. And I want our small business community, female business owners, to know it, yes, it's challenging. I know it has to be. I've never done it. I don't have the courage to step out there and own my own business, but I have the commitment to help you be successful. And if you have the courage to know that you can do it and you can be successful, then know that there are resources out there committed to helping you be successful. And that's what I would want them to know. You can do it. You can.
So, Dr. Tracy Morant Adams, we are so happy to have you to give us that great advice students need to be successful in college. So, first, can you tell us what school or schools did you attend? What were your majors or major? What was your major or majors? What were your degree or degrees? And then what is that strategy that you would give to ensure that students are successful in college?
Well, I received my business degree, my BBA, from the University of Montevallo in Montevallo, Alabama. I received a degree in business management and marketing. I later studied and received my MBA, my Master's of Business Administration, from Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. And I've received my PhD, my Doctorate of Philosophy, from Alabama State University, an HBCU located in Montgomery, Alabama, in educational leadership, policy, and law. We are so very blessed to have remarkably talented young people in our world today going to our institutions of higher learning. And the thing that I want them to really think about, the strategy for success, not just there at the institutions where they are, but as they advance their careers, is around networking. It's one thing to know what you know, but it's a totally different thing to know also and embrace what others know. And it is so important for students to understand how to network very positively in order to identify individuals who can be a mentor to you, who can be a coach to you, but also a sponsor to you to help you in your professional development. That would be my strategy and tip to share with students.
Great. Thank you so much. The power of networking. Make sure that you build relationships, particularly relationships that will help you to get mentors, coaches, and sponsors. Thank you so much, Dr. Morant Adams. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Ramona. So good seeing you. Take care, Dr. Houston.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast,
please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.